Hey, when you and your buddies are looking for a place to watch baseball this season, how about Longneck Sports Grill? Each location has 4K TVs all over the place, so you'll never miss a pitch. The menu is so extensive that you can get something different every time you visit, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. There are locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a spring night on Longneck's outdoor patio. This baseball season, Longneck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often. Helps if I turn the microphone on. Broadcasting 101. Can't do it unless you turn the microphone on. 22 after 4. It's the Ortho Cincy Mo Egger Show, ESPN 1530. On Thursdays, we chat with our friend Jay Morrison. Jay covers the Bengals for The Athletic, and a couple of good pieces from Jay. One about, obviously, the Cincinnati offensive line, which for my money and for most, really was the story of last week's win over the Buffalo Bills. And then central figure in this game on Sunday is Ja'Marr Chase. And Ja'Marr Chase has obviously been terrific against the Kansas City Chiefs. He wrote about what the Bengals did to utilize Ja'Marr Chase in a variety of ways against Buffalo. You could read those pieces and so much more at theathletic.com. You can also hear Jay with Paul Daner Jr. on the podcast. Hear that podcast. Growlin, it's good to have you. What is going on?
Hey, just one step closer to the biggest game of the year. It feels like this week is dragging. I don't know if that's due to the anticipation or what, but yeah, it just doesn't feel like Sunday's ever going to get here.
Well, the thing is, like, there's not a lot of newness. I mean, it's a great matchup. No. It's two A-list quarterbacks. It's two premier teams. It's, you know, we're in the upper crust, but it's Bengals versus Chiefs. Fourth time in like 55, 56 weeks. Ain't a ton of storylines. Let me start with that, though, because could you have imagined if I would have said to you, I don't know, a year and a half ago, the Bengals are going to play a game in the postseason in which Carlos Dunlap is on the other team and it would be like the ninth most interesting thing?
No, not at all. And not even a postseason game. I mean, the regular season game this year, it was almost kind of an afterthought where Friday rolls around. You're like, oh, yeah, we didn't ask anybody about Carlos Dunlap. I mean, he's not playing a big role on that team, and it was such an abrupt break when he left here. And it's, you know, there was words said as the breakup was happening, and then once they went their separate ways, everybody kind of shut up, and they just let the story die. So I think that lends a lot to it. But he did have a very big play on a fourth down stop in that game back in December.
Yeah, he did. Jackson Carmen was, all things considered, terrific against Buffalo. How are things changing? Because now it's, you know, you'll find folks who are like, well, God, you know what? They got him back at his normal position. Who knows what's going to happen with Lyle Collins? Long term, what's going to go down with Jonah Williams? Is like Jackson Carmen re-entered the chat in terms of a long term solution on the offensive line?
I think he does. I mean, the reason they took him so early is they loved his physical traits, his size, his speed, what they thought he could be at this level. And there was a definite maturity issue that was holding him back. And, you know, that happens a lot in this league. Not everybody comes in and is ready to be a pro. And that's not necessarily a knock on Jackson. It just takes some guys a little longer to grow up. You need a little humbling. You need that light to go on. And it did. And who's to say, you know, if there wasn't an injury earlier in the year, that he may not have gotten this chance and played just as well. It just so happened to be in the playoffs when they needed him most. And I think that does give him, I don't know, a head start, if you want to say, but it recalibrates the thought process on who he is and what he can be. Now, it's one game. You need to see it again this week. But I think a lot of people were banging on him, and I think a lot of people are happy that he was able to come out and acquit himself well in such a big spot.
He acquitted himself well. The offensive line as a whole acquitted itself well, and big reason why this team ran for over 170 yards. Might not expect that necessarily on Sunday, but I've asked this so often that I think now it's become almost a rhetorical question. If they're running the ball as effectively against Kansas City, and it's a little bit different animal because of their front, but if they're running the ball as effectively, how do you stop them?
I don't know that you can. I mean, if Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow and just pinpoint accuracy and spreading it around and finding the right read instantly. I mean, Paul talked about this on the podcast that once the running game gets going, that's when the defensive coordinator just throws his hands up and says, what are we supposed to do? I don't know that you can stop them. And I think that's what makes them such a dangerous team this weekend. I'm picking them to win again. I'm picking them to go back to the Super Bowl. I don't believe that Patrick Mahomes is as good as they're saying he is. I think if he was, they'd be playing it down like, oh, we don't know. He's a little iffy. I just believe the opposite. I don't know, the way this offense is playing, the way the running game is going, the way the defense is coming up with big plays when it needs it most, and then the way Joe Burrow always plays, I feel like it's just a rolling machine that can't be stopped.
How do you think Lou Anarumo plays the chess match against Andy Reid, given the fact that he has had not Patrick Mahomes' kryptonite by any stretch, but he's done better than anybody else against this offense?
I think you see the same thing we saw in the championship game last year, where he drops eight and you force Patrick Mahomes to buy time in the pocket and move around, and maybe he makes some of those throws. And yeah, we don't know how good the ankle is right now, what it's going to be like at kickoff, but I can guarantee you one thing, it's going to get worse as the game goes on and not better. And if they can force him to scramble around a lot, one plant, one cut, that could just be that twinge of pain that makes him think twice. And then the other thing is, if he's running around like that, looking for somewhere to throw the ball down the field, his mechanics aren't going to be there. He needs the lower leg strength. And he has a lot of trust and a lot of faith in that arm. Maybe the zip's not quite there without the lower body strength, and the Bengals can get a pick or two, or even a deflection with those many guys back in coverage.
It's going to be fascinating. I can't wait for Sunday if it ever gets here. Yeah. I appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Mo.
This baseball season, catch every game at Long Neck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky, Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Long Neck's. Long Neck Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Long Neck's patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.